Now, don't go away, because next on CBS Radio's Comedy Time are those two zany characters of many characters, Bob and Ray.
And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Bob, what relatives are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, I thought I might talk about Rembrandt Elliott.
Oh, that, was he an artist, was he?
And he was a painter.
What, painted men and women, did he?
No, he wasn't a portrait painter. He painted houses.
Tattoo artist, I thought, maybe.
He was pretty
good.
I'm
going to follow with the ski feet.
Oh, yes, we did ask you to stay over.
I was up half the night trying to think of a word. I still can't think of it.
Well, that's why we put you up at the Bob and Ray Hotel last evening. Was so
that you could stay there again tonight, and I'll keep trying to think.
Well, if you stay there tonight, it means three nights, because you have to stay Saturday and Sunday too. You see, it means 3 days, free stopover there. We don't like to put a guest up over the weekend if we can help it,
because we're going to lose a little too much money on a proposition.
We're
such
not
as
running
that.
This as a charity affair, you know.
No.
Well, you didn't think what it was you do with your feet.
I can't think of it coming down the hill.
Slalom.
Slalom is the word, yeah.
Well, I saved ourselves 3 days room and board, I guess.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye. But yes, we had yesterday and didn't have quite time enough to talk.
Well, this being the end of the week, we thought that we might check on the festivities going on over at the Bob and Ray Gourmet Club. And they're standing by now. We're getting the signal from our engineer. And yes, come in, please, from the Gourmet Club.
Claude and Clyde here at the Gourmet Club, welcoming you once again to the lavish entertainment that goes along with the festivities built around the sandwich of a famous person. Claude, I think from your vantage point, you can see the flamenco dancers and give us a better word picture at this moment.
Yeah, part of the entertainment at today's festivities include the flamenco dancers. Look, just opposite the stage, front right, is Cesar Romero at table five.
Isn't that Howard Duff sitting over there?
Howard Duff is at table 11. The, I'd point out that the flamenco dancers have finished their act for now, and we hope they'll be back in a few moments.
Hopalong Cassidy is another guest here, and I see Chester sitting at table 23. Over at table 19, a bevy of Hollywood starlets, beauties, who are here to be seen by possible talent scouts.
Just a few moments, so we expect the huge doors at the rear of the hall to open and the guide to come down the center aisle, bearing the guest a sandwich atop a purple pillow with fringe, and to bring it here to the back.
The fanfare has sounded, Claude. The doors swing open and the knickerbockered pages come walking down the aisle, bearing the pillow with the sandwich on it to our dais here.
Thank
the
you very
hearts
much.
Over the crowd.
And now, if you would open the envelope.
Our lovely assistant Elaine hands me the sealed envelope bearing the name of the owner of the sandwich.
And just let's see who it will be, but first,
it is the sandwich of Cesare Siepi. The Cesare Siepi sandwich now being opened here. You will probably eat at the rehearsal.
Yeah, it appears to be an entire loaf of bread that has been sliced down the middle and filled with tomato slices, cucumber, a salami, a prosciutto ham, mozzarella cheese, and bears all the resemblance of a hero sandwich.
Our congratulations to Cesare and our thank you for playing our radio game. Sandwich be placed on display now, and the guest
sandwich will be in the the lobby outside.
Edwards will be placed in the lobby. If anyone cares to dance out by it, they may leave via the side
rather
door.
Than keep it in the hall.
Right.
I think that would be a wise decision.
Very good, Sir Claude. And I think now that the dancing has begun, it's time to return it to our main studios.
Oh. Who was that? Cesare or who?
Cesare Seppi, yes.
Friend of yours, Bob?
No, I
don't. I don't know.
It just happened that way.
Uh-huh. Well, let's listen to this word here, shall we?
Hi, partners. I'm going to explain the difference between ordinary stereo phonographs and Columbia Stereo One. Listen to an oil well on ordinary stereo. Now listen to it on Columbia Stereo One. Man, there's a real 1,000-barrel-a-day sound. The difference is Columbia's stupendous stereo projection, not just a couple of speakers shooting in different directions. Columbia gives you the real thing, fills every inch of the room with all the sound and feeling of a live performance. And I mean a Texas-sized room. Man, ain't that the prettiest money-making sound? Get down to your Columbia phonograph dealer and ask. Demand to hear Stereo One by Columbia. Why, they start as low as $39.95 for portables, $129.95 for consoles. Somebody count that well. We're losing a fortune.
Thank you very much, partner.
We have another guest in our studio this evening who has rather an unusual hobby, one that is a profitable one. Sometimes hobbies are just for fun, but this one, in this case, is for fun and profit. Isn't that right? I try to read your name there.
My name is Nelson A. Plumbershot.
Shopped?
Shocked. S-H-A-H-T.
Mr. Plumbershot, what do you call home?
Messy.
Where do you live?
Oh, I live. As a matter of fact, I'm on the road more, but where I hang my hat, you mean?
Yeah.
In a hotel, generally. See, I'm on the road.
In other words, you're transient most of the time.
Did you smell it on my breath, or what?
No, I mean, you move around. Does that have to do with your work, or is that just another part of your
travel? No, it's to do with my work, Mr. Bob. See, what I am is...
Edelman.
What is that?
Edelman. Mr. Edelman, I prefer rather than Mr. Bob.
Well, it's kind of difficult for me to say. I'm
Bob
in the
Edelman.
Process of getting a new bridge, and I'd rather not say whatever it is you said.
Bob Edelman, I said.
Well, I'll just go along and just call you sir.
All right.
Because that I can say. Sir?
Well, let's get down to the
interview. What I am is I'm a truffle picker.
That's what I understood, and you have a big boar here with you.
Yes, I have. Would you like to say hello, dear?
No, I didn't mean your wife. I wasn't going to... No, I meant the animal that you brought in, which is part of truffle fishing.
You have to have a trained boar or wild hog to assist you when you're truffle hunting. Now, what they do is they... and this can only be done in France. Now, I'm trying it in this country to see if, by chance, there are any truffles available.
Well, I think this has been tried many, many times before, young man. They've looked for them and evidently haven't been too successful, as most of the truffles that I see are imported.
Oh, well, you seem to know about everything. I don't see why you need me here.
No, you're an expert on them. I just wondered if...
Well, then let's approach it that way.
Why, if you knew they didn't have them in this part of the world, if you...
I'm not quite sure. As I say, I don't think anyone has really done it properly. By that, I mean sending out a wild boar, letting him sniff about the roots of a tree. That's what they do, and that's where your truffles grow.
Of course, they grow around a particular tree, which is not found in these environs.
Well, guess I'll run along now.
Well, I don't want to. I notice a color coming up in your face there, I don't want to have you feel that we're not being kind to you.
Second now, please, Neil.
That's his name. I was just going to ask you, how long have you had him?
Neil is 11 years old, which is, when you consider in a human, that would be like 3 months.
What's that? 11 years old, and that would be
an
age of life 3 months.
3 months.
Well, that's something I didn't know.
So, I have him trained to sniff around these trees, like I was saying, Mr. Bob.
Well, does he know what he's sniffing for?
Oh, yes. You see, they like truffles. You know, they're a fungus that grow on tree roots, and they're small, back things that you keep and pickle them and use them in your cooking.
Well, I guess if you know all about it, there's no sense of me hanging around here.
Right. So why don't you drift, pal?
Well, I can't exactly. I was just making a statement there about...
Well, I think that Neil and I'll flake off and run along and do a little truffle hunting up in Central Park, Joe.
All right. If you find any, let us know. We'll try.
Oh, yes, I will. There are other people I can talk to. Huh? It won't be to Bob and Ray.
All right, Mr. Plumbershot.
Egotistical. South?
Oh, he was a very mean interviewee. But you run across them sometimes.
Seems like you always do.
Just can't help it.
Meet star Stuart Irwin.
Nothing's worse for an actor than a nasty cold. To feel better quickly, I take wonderful four-way cold tablets. The fast way to relieve cold distress.
Right. Tests of all the leading cold tablets proved four-way fastest acting. Four-way starts in minutes to relieve muscular pains, headache, reduce fever, calm upset stomach, also overcomes irregularity.
Take my advice. For your next cold, take four-way cold tablets, the fast way to relieve those cold miseries.
Four-way, only 29 cents.
Our program will continue in a moment after a word about another fine product of Grove Laboratories.
Had dandruff for years? Now get rid of it in 3 minutes with Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo. 3 minutes with Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep unsightly dandruff away forever. Apply Fitch before wetting hair. Rub it in for 1 minute. Then add water and lather 1 minute. Then rinse 1 minute. And every trace of dandruff goes down the drain. 3 minutes with Fitch and embarrassing dandruff's gone. Fitch can also leave hair up to 35% brighter. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today. Bob, I just...
Mr. Plumbershot left his door. It's right over there in the corner, sir. Has he found something?
It's like he's sniffing her.
Well, there's no tree growing in there.
Uh-oh, he's over there by the hall tree, Bob.
Could you get him out? Because Natalie is tired in here. And, Natalie, we think we have about time for a college song, if you have one.
I have two, if I may.
All right.
Because the season's running out, you know.
It is, well...
Now that all the bowl selections are being made and all, it's pretty late for me to be going through these.
Well, very soon now you'll be going back to pop songs, is that right?
Who?
Pop songs.
What do you mean by
popular
that?
Popular songs.
Oh, yes. Well, if I do it at all, I've had so many wonderful offers that I may not do songs saying much longer.
What kind of offers?
Theatrical offers, movies. You know, I'm not unattractive.
You mean you want to go into acting, is that...
Well, more or less, kind of a movie siren.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as you're still saying songs, let's salute it.
Here's one I'd like to say for the gang out there at the University of Kansas, sent in from the Sigma Chi's out there.
All right, Eddie, if you'll give her the downbeat, let's hear this salute to Kansas.
For I'm a J-J-J-J-J-Hawk up at Lawrence. On the car, for I'm a J J J J J Hawk with a sis boom hip hoorah. Got a bill that's big enough to twist a tiger's tail, husk some corn, and listen to those corn huskers wail. For I'm a J J J J J Hawk riding on a Kansas gale.
Can you say the next one in 20 seconds? Because
I
we don't
can.
Have to.
Oh, yes, time. I can. Yes.
You can,
University. Hullabaloo, Ray, Ray. Hullabaloo, Ray, Ray. Hooray, hooray. Bossy, bossy, P.A. B-day.
Thank you, Natalie Tyre. That's all for right now. And for those two college salutes, we'll have the answer to 10 down and Sunday's crossword puzzle in just 10 seconds.
And here is the answer to 10 down. You remember, it's frozen ink. The answer is iced ink. Wait a minute, who wrote that?
Handed to us just before we went to the air.
And until Monday, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
This is the CBS Radio Network. Steady.